This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Saturday night, just before midnight, Newport City Police were called to the boat landing on Highway 367, just over the White River Bridge. It was to a stabbing. Officers say they found 32-year-old Ronnie Joe Qualls of Batesville had been stabbed once in the upper chest. Lieutenant Patrick Weatherford said Qualls was taken by private vehicle to the hospital for emergency treatment. Weatherford said Qualls' wounds were not life-threatening. About 3 hours after the stabbing, Newport police had their man in custody, 32-year-old Jason Michael Knight of Tyronza. Newport Police Department investigator Detective Chuck Benish said apparently Knight and Qualls got into a physical altercation, which resulted in Knight pulling a knife and stabbing Qualls. Knight then fled the scene. In court Monday, Knight's bond was set at $2,000. And for your information, the incident was not related to the Portfest event held at Jacksonport State Park. Independence County early voting tallied over 1,250 in the runoff. That compares to 1,800 on May 18th, or about 68%. If that percentage holds true for Election Day today, then the county could conceivably vote 5,000 in the runoff. In Izard County, over 600 voted early. That's about 70% of the number that voted in the May 18th primary. Now, if those figures hold true for Election Day, then Izard County could vote 2,300 or so in the runoff. And in Stone County, it appears that over 600 will vote early, about 55% of the 1,150 that voted in the May 18th primary. If those figures hold true for Election Day, then the Democratic Party runoff election in Stone County could total around 2,000 votes. Of course, the interesting item to watch is to see if early voting is indicative of the overall turnout of voters. Nonetheless, if you did not cast an early ballot, today is the day to go to the polls and vote in the party primary runoffs. Most of today's votes will probably be cast in the Democratic runoff. That's where Senator Blanche Lincoln is being challenged by Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter. The polls opened at 7:30 this morning, about an hour ago. They'll stay open until 7:30 tonight. The votes will be counted, and we'll see what happens. Join us right here on Arkansas 103.3 at about 8 o'clock or so, and we will pick you right up to date with all the numbers that we'll be receiving here at Election Central. Mark Lamberth will be joining me for that.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
Cross County Sheriff's Deputy Keith Fawn says the death of 80-year-old Lillian Wilson is being investigated as a homicide at Wynn. Vaughn said the woman apparently suffered blunt force trauma to the head. Her body was found early Sunday afternoon at her church. Governor Mike Beebe's released $1 million from his disaster fund. It's to help individuals recover from tornadoes and floods that occurred this spring in the state. The action was announced yesterday by the governor. It followed FEMA's rejection of a request for federal storm aid. Izard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence says last Saturday night, pretty late Saturday night, Deputy Phil Story was dispatched to a residence on Gorby Road at Calico Rock. It was regarding a possible overdose. While en route, the call was upgraded to a domestic violence situation, and officers need to know that. 74-year-old Donald David Dickey was arrested on the scene, charged with violating a protective order. Sheriff Lawrence said that Dickey remains in the Izard County Detention Facility pending an appearance before District Judge David Miller. And Independence County authorities have put an all-points bulletin on a man missing since Friday afternoon. Deputy Billy Groom says he was asked to do so by a family member who said that 43-year-old Terry Garland was missing from his Allen Chapel Road residence in the Southside community. Garland's son said his dad had been severely depressed for quite some time since he became paralyzed. If you see Garland or know of his whereabouts, you're asked to contact the Independence County Sheriff's Department. And that brings you right up to date. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville, the bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.